The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
If you could tell your dad and your family one thing right now, what would it be?
Just that I love them. They're over there in 116, and I saw them before I lifted the cup. They supported me all the way. I mean, isn't that what life's all about? Surround yourself with people that believe in you, and you believe in yourself, and good things happen, and it's the best day of my life.
All right, Eric Johnson.
That's
looking
cool,
forward
man.
To the big parade today as we are broadcasting live from Bezel right here at the downtown Sheraton, right one block away from the parade route, and we're outside right on the 16th Street Mall, so please come on by if you're going to be downtown and say hello. We'll take some pictures and everything like that. The parade is today. I want you to repeat what you said a little earlier about what's in store for these players and what they think this day is going to be like and how they're going to be mistaken.
Yeah, obviously the Avalanche have such great support, and when you're in Ball Arena, you can feel that energy, you can feel those people. There's no question about that. But I think one thing that going through a parade for me, the one that I went to, meant is you start to realize the true connection and the true emotion and just how invested the fan is. And I tell you, it's pretty amazing when you see people in tears. They're so overjoyed, and especially for us winning that first one, because the Broncos had been to four previous Super Bowls and they had gotten trounced in all four of them. And so to have that, you know, to have the expectations back then, it was the Green Bay Packers plus 13, you know, and have those expectations, oh no, we're going to lose another Super Bowl, and then to come out victorious and to watch that connection with the people. You think you know how emotional, you think you know how invested, you think you know how big of fans they are, and then you start to realize when you're going through this thing how much it means to people. Just the fact that you get out of your bed and come down here, or you get a hotel here to stay, just to celebrate the team, it's pretty special.
You know, you got professional athletes in all towns who say, oh, we got the best fans in the world. You say that, but you don't really have that connection.
Because you guys aren't living in a hockey area.
But when... you got to work on it. We're trying to come up with a new name.
Hockey area wasn't good, you don't think?
For
you guys making laughs.
Hockey town.
Yeah.
We don't want to just, I mean, anybody can say hockey town.
Sure.
Detroit, come up with something original, will ya?
Yeah.
But we are the home to the reigning high school hockey champions, college, and now pros. So we clearly are a hockey mecca?
Hockey mecca.
Are we the hockey mecca?
Hockey mecca.
Hockey mecca.
That almost sounds like one of that, like when you do the hockey thing, you know, like they do it, the Australian race football, the hockamecky. Hockamecky. Yeah, I don't think that works. That's me, my personal hockey area.
I know, folks, when you listen to it, you're in amazement. You should sit next to it. Just watch how it works. Watch the process. Watch how it comes over him. It's just, it's something to see. Next on the Morning Brew.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
Gabe Landeskog.
Yeah.
Made an appearance at the Raising Cane's in Aurora, where he worked the drive-through and then came inside, also worked the counter.
Uh-huh.
And as you can imagine, chaos ensued. I really recommend, highly recommend, you go to DenverFan.com and check out Will Peterson's play-by-play account of it as he made the attempt to go over there.
Right.
And be served by Gabe Landeskog.
Uh-huh.
And let's just say it was chaotic.
Right.
And it was very funny. Will did a very nice job with it. So,
a lot
of videos. Very cool.
It was cool, man. It was cool to see. I mean, it's just cool. Now, the cup wasn't there, so I think some people were a little bit disappointed that the cup wasn't there because they didn't want to see the cup. But how cool is Gabe Landeskog, man, getting out there, serving some Raising Cane's? And by the way, Raising Cane's, delicious.
Delicious.
It is awesome. You're just eating sauce. I like the chicken. I like the chicken.
Can I just have sauce and
I'll
stall,
have another
please?
Bowl of sauce, please. Sorry. Diabetes. Just take some sauce home with me and drink it.
Put that sauce in a cup and give me a straw.
Do you want any chicken with that, sir? No.
No. Just the sauce.
I'll have a 12 sauce piece. No chicken. Hold the chicken. Just want the sauce.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Will swings and it's a high fly ball to left field. Way back it goes. It is gone. A home run, Will Smith, his 12th of the season. And the Dodgers add two more. It is 7-1.
Hey, our old buddy Tim Nevert there with the...
We suck again.
No. You didn't think they were going to sweep the Dodgers, did you? I mean, they won the series, right? Yeah. I mean, I'll take that. Yeah. I'll take that
It'd
for now.
It would be a lot cooler if you did.
I know it would have been a lot cooler, but I'll take two out of three.
Yeah,
still holding out hope that that they got a second half run in them.
How I didn't even check because I fell asleep last night. I watched the first couple innings and then I fell asleep. How did our guy Iron Man do? Was he able to answer the bell?
Iron Man was out there again.
Yeah,
He's on a Ripken S pace right now.
Yeah, that's three straight games.
Although I think it was Spilly and Corey Sullivan were talking about, hey, listen, you got to understand, it's going to take a while for him to get back into rhythm. It might be a good 4 to 6 weeks before he really starts to produce.
Well, he went 2 for 4 last night.
Years.
Yeah, he went 2 for 4 last night. So, I mean, maybe he'll take a step up there. So, I mean, who knows?
All right, so the Rockies do take 2 out of 3, now they'll see if they can keep this thing rolling.
Okay,
keep some momentum.
Yeah.
Next on the Morning Brew,
KCP over Doncic. Wow, is he on a streak right now?
All right, so the reaction throughout the course of the day to the Nuggets deal that we announced on our show yesterday morning when it came out. Been kind of muted. The feeling that, was this as much as you could have got for Will Barton and Monte Morris? Not a ton of people necessarily sad to see Barton go, but plenty of people sad to see Morris go. Is this just simply a salary-generated move to get below the luxury tax? What other moves? What you've had a day to kind of digest it. Where are you at when it comes to the deal that they made yesterday?
Oh, I'm fine with it. I'm not one of those guys that's invested in Monte Morris. I'm not upset. I know just watching the playoffs and watching the Nuggets, you need perimeter defense. And if people are going to continue to play you small and you don't have people that can guard, that can move their feet and can be out there and guarding people, I think this makes you a better team. And that's the bottom line. We talked to, Matt Moore. Yeah, Matt Moore yesterday. And, I asked him, are they a better team now than they were yesterday? He said, yeah, they are with this move. So
will you be disappointed if they're below the luxury tax and they stay below the luxury tax? Will that, to you, send a message that the Kroenkes, they're invested in winning up to a point?
No, it depends on how you build your team and what chances do you have to win. And to me, you're building a team that, you're going to have to go through a couple of teams, especially the Warriors. You're building a team that you feel like you can compete with them, whether they're over the luxury tax or under. I don't care, as long as you build a team that can compete with them. That's what's most important to me.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew.